the advice that he gives in this post, which is like a clip from some podcast or interview that he was doing, is a great answer to the question of why should I write this? Why should I push through my own self-doubt bullshit and put out what I feel I want to put out, what I feel I have to put out? What's up, folks? What's going on? Welcome to the Spun Today podcast, the only podcast that is anchored in writing, but unlimited in scope. I'm your host, Tony Ortiz, and I appreciate you listening. This is episode 256 of the pod, and in this episode, I share my writing stats for... This is a free writing session episode, by the way. Spoiler alert. It's been a few months since I've done one of these. But in this episode, I'll be sharing my November and December of 2023 writing stats, as well as my January and February of 2024 writing stats. I tell you guys about what I've been reading, and I share a couple of writing tips that I picked up along the way. Lastly, I read and reflect on a free writing piece of my own, which can be found, along with all others, at spuntoday.com/freewriting. I'd also like to apologize in advance for any diminished sound quality. I'm not recording from my normal setup. It's actually a bit of a throwback episode equipment-wise. I'm recording on the old Roland recorder, which I pretty much sunsetted after getting the Rodecaster Pro, which I've told you guys about eons ago. But I'm currently squirreled away in my bedroom recording from the Roland because it's a day before an episode is due, which I promise you guys on every other Thursday, and have done so for damn near a decade now. And I didn't want to re-release another episode. Plus, a free writing session episode is definitely due. It's the first one of 2024, I believe, and it's already March. So again, apologies for any diminished sound quality. I'll definitely do what I can in post. Hopefully you guys don't notice the difference. And if you do, hopefully it's not that much. So before we get into all the aforementioned good stuff, I want to tell you guys about a quick way that you can help support this podcast if you so choose. Your support definitely means a ton, so please partake if you can. And then we'll jump right into the episode. For my fellow writers and creatives out there, a really cool way you can help support this show is by going to spuntoday.com/support and clicking on the Pro Writing Aid banner. If you're a listener of the show, you know that I use Pro Writing Aid to pre-edit all of my writing before I put it out or before I ship it off to my editor so that it is in as pristine condition as I can probably get it. Pro Writing Aid offers a great toolkit that helps you polish your work with easy-to-use grammar checks and the writing assistant that also looks into things like pacing improvements, typos, punctuations, and much more. Go to spuntoday.com/support, click on the banner for Pro Writing Aid, and check out their free option as well as their different tiers of paid options. spuntoday.com/support. My writing stats. All right, so I'm like 4 months behind in terms of writing stats that I've shared. So let's go back to November of 2023. I wrote 17 out of the 30 days of the month for a writing percentage of 56.7%. If I were recording on the Rodecaster, I'd click the applause button right there. Because although I always want to strive for more, I'm happy with the fact that I at least wrote more than half of the days out of the month. Which, as I say it out loud, kind of ties to, kind of sounds complacent and ties to the fact that I'm not happy with the level of my output every year. So I'm a walking writing contradiction here. Moving on to December of 2023, I wrote only 4 out of the 31 days of the month for a writing percentage of 12.9%, which is atrocious. In January of 2024, I wrote 11 out of the 31 days of the month for a writing percentage of 35.5%. And lastly, this past month of February 2024, which was a leap year, we had 29 days in that month, I wrote only 3 of the 29 days out of the month for a writing percentage, a dismal writing percentage of 10.3%. And as some of you know who may have tuned in to prior episodes this year, but I'm just going to re-highlight it one more time in case you are part of the Spun Today writing community that only tunes into these free writing session episodes. My family and I are dealing with a serious health issue, which we may or may not detail a little bit more down the line, but that has definitely impeded my ability to write and podcast, hence the re-releasing of more episodes than usual as of late. And although I don't want to use that as an excuse or a crutch, it's definitely part of the life equation right now. But in the interest of trying to maintain my sanity, I am plugging away when and if I can, hence the recording of this episode. And that, folks, are my writing stats for November and December of 2023, as well as January and February of 2024. In terms of writing tips, there are two that I'm going to share with you guys today. They're on the shorter side, so I'm including two instead of one. And the first one comes from actor, director, writer, producer Kevin Smith via the Instagram of Screenwriting LA, or Screenwriting in LA, rather. That's the IG handle there. And I'm actually going to play it for you guys. I think it's more impactful that way. I thought it was great coming from a place of imposter syndrome, which we all creatives, definitely myself, feel from time to time when we write a story or want to write a story and question ourselves, right? And question, you know, who am I to write this? And, you know, just go down that rabbit hole of judging yourself and self-deprecation and self-doubt, so on and so forth. The advice that he gives in this post, which is like a clip from some podcast or interview that he was doing, is a great answer to the question of why should I write this? Why should I push through my own self-doubt bullshit and put out what I feel I want to put out, what I feel I have to put out? And here it is.
I've worked in convenience stores for years. I never seen anybody make a movie set in a convenience store. And I'm gonna have the characters talk like me and my friends talk and stuff like that. I sang an original fucking song and I didn't know that that's why it would fucking connect. I just didn't know any better. Mm. Like, I didn't want to do what I'd seen be done before. And also, I didn't have the means to do what I'd seen be done before. I couldn't make fucking Star Wars. I didn't have the money. But I had just enough money to be like, all right, what if I just showed them what life's like when you work in a convenience store and how you do anything you can at the job except fucking work to get through the fucking day. So you got a fucking story in you, a perspective, a POV, man. Like, this is what I always tell young artists. Your voice is your currency in this life, man. The prism through which you see things, that is uniquely fucking yours. And that voice is fucking valuable because somebody out there is waiting for that fucking currency to spend it on your fucking behalf. They dream about you in this business, man, just like they dream about you in his fucking business. They dream about the person that ain't done the thing that's been done before. They wanna see you come through that door. They wanna meet the Wachowskis who are like, we got a fucking crazy idea for this movie called The Matrix. They dream about people like you and they've not met you yet. You are their best fucking hope, because they've not heard your story yet. Your story hasn't been told. Don't sit there and be like, nobody gives a fuck about my life. Everybody gives a fuck about your life, because your life, as uniquely yours as it is, resembles other people's lives. And your job is to speak for those who will never get the opportunity to speak for themselves. We were talking about earlier in the podcast, people play you like an avatar. We're like, you're my guy, man, you're my guy. Like, if I was ever gonna do it, that's how I'd fucking do it. They look to artists who get their shit out there to speak for them. And you are one of those fucking people who could speak for fucking millions, but you have to be honest and say the fucking thing nobody's ever said before. And you can do it. It doesn't take guts. You have no fucking choice. Your voice is your currency. Spend it like you're a billionaire, because that voice will never go away. If you're pretty and young, enjoy it. One day you'll be fucking ugly and fucking old. It all goes away. But your voice only gets more clear the older you get, man. The older you get, it gets more defined. Never changes, it just gets more defined. Your voice is your currency. Spend it like you're a billionaire. That's the best advice I have.
Your voice is your currency. Spend it like you're a billionaire. How dope is that? I love that. And it's so true. Your perspective, everyone's perspective, is by default uniquely theirs. No two human beings on the face of the planet have ever had the same exact experience with all the same inputs, the same exact family, same exact friends, same exact work life, same exact personal lives, same exact interests, so on and so forth, right? Everyone's is different. Whether you're a twin, a sibling, a best friend, everyone has different inputs on all levels, all of which inform your perspective on life, on things. So from a creative standpoint, every story that you will tell is uniquely yours. And I just thought it was such great advice for answering the question of why should I write, or what do I have to offer? That's what you have to offer. Something that nobody else can offer. That's precious. Beautiful advice. Again, from Kevin Smith via the IG of Screenwriting in LA, which I will link to that specific post in the episode notes if you're interested in checking it out yourself. And by the way, follow me on Instagram at SpuntToday and at SpuntToday on Twitter, etc. I repost stuff like that all the time. The second and last writing tip that I'm going to share with you guys today comes from a SpuntToday favorite, KM Wyland, from her Instagram. It's an excerpt of the content that she posts on her site, which is helping writers become authors. And KM Wyland is author KM Wyland. Again, I will link to it in the episode notes. And this is more of an aspirational share, if that makes any sense. It's something that I want to aspire to as a writer or creative. And here's what she wrote. She says, "If you're uncertain how to summarize your huge sprawling novel for a query synopsis, just focus on the structural beats. What happens in these beats is what's most important to your story. You should be able to tell someone the entire story just by describing these 8 beats." And that, to me, falls under the, like, I think for creating, there's like 2 sides, at least for me, at least 2 sides. One is the science of it, and then one is the art of it. The art is when you flow and your perspective and how you choose to tell the story that you want to tell. That's where all that type of input comes in. The science of it is more, you know, the structure, the act 1, act 2, act 3, the genre, the subgenre, the tropes that are expected. And this post by her definitely falls under the science side, in my opinion. And I'm not there, and I want to be able to break down an entire novel into 8 beats and describe those 8 beats in a way that completely conveys my story or my story idea. Because like for me, whenever someone asks me like, what are you working on, or what's this story about, I always wind up going between either a one-liner that really doesn't mean much to myself or to the person asking, or I go into like regurgitating the entire story and like every single thing that happens within it. So being able to be knowledgeable enough about your craft that you're able to, one, know and understand these structural beats, and the fact that you can synthesize your entire story into those beats to be able to better convey what your story is about to someone, and holistically convey to someone what your story is about, is definitely something I aspire to be able to do. And hope that in sharing that with you all, you can either, one, give me tips for being able to do so, and or set you on the path to be able to figure that out for yourself within your creative work as well. And those, folks, are the 2 writing tips that I have for you today. What I've been reading. So I'm going to tell you guys about 2 books that I've been reading, none of which I've read to completion yet, so I'm not going to do a complete deep dive. And one of those, which is the first one I'll tell you guys about, it's not a, you know, read from cover to cover type of book. It is The Daily Dad by Ryan Holiday. Ryan Holiday has become, or is becoming, one of my favorite fighters. One of my favorite writers. I've known of him for years. I've taken in his content, whether through interviews or blog posts, etc. His podcast, I think titled The Daily Stoic, if I'm not mistaken. I subscribe to a few of his newsletters, one of which is the Daily Stoic, one of them which is The Daily Dad. He's the modern day expert on stoicism, everything stoicism. and has created one of the largest, if not the largest, community of Stoics in history. And he's the like protege of Robert Greene, another great favorite writer of mine. Wrote Mastery, The 50th Law, 40 Laws of Power. Ryan Holiday used to do research for him. He was mentored by him, by Robert Greene. And I got this book, The Daily Dad, because I subscribed to the newsletter, The Daily Dad, which is completely free. You guys should check it out if you're interested. And it's just, it's basically parenting advice. You get one email every day with a different piece of parenting advice. The book is set up in a similar fashion. That's why I said that it's not the type of book that you read from beginning to end. It's like a calendar. It's like 365 or 66 different days. Each page is its own day, and you read the passage for that day. And he has a great ability to give you an anecdote of a story and then tie that to some Stoic philosophy and relate it to raising your children. And there's a lot that, not every single post and every single day, but a lot of what I've read that I've definitely incorporated into my own life and to try to make me a better father for my children. But what's dope about it is that some of it is actually stuff that I retain and remember and ruminate on throughout the day and days to follow after I read it. You know, it's not like a out of sight, out of mind type of thing. And, you know, once I read it, it's like, oh, that's cool. And then I completely forget about it. Although some of the posts, I'm sure, have been that way. But there's some that a week or two later, I'm like, oh, I remember that very resonating point that he said about, you know, being short and getting angry with your kids and the story he told about them, you know, just being kids, just being 5-year-olds, and the important and the knowledge that, you know, being short with them is something that they definitely model and take away with them and, you know, begin doing that with other people down the line, so on and so forth. And it's stuff like that that I remember and kind of like check myself throughout the day and, you know, like recalibrate. And it's like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool. You know, that something practical that worked, that I implemented in real time and made things better. So definitely a dope read. I recommend it. The Daily Dad by Ryan Holiday. I'll link to it in the episode notes if you guys want to check it out, the actual book. I have it on my desk. So kind of as like a prompt to remind me every time I sit down at my desk, just like grab it, read it. Takes, you know, a minute to read a page or a couple paragraphs, you know, whatever the post length is for that day. And if you're not interested in the book, you can definitely sign up for the newsletter version called The Daily Dad. And if I remember, I'll link to that in the episode notes as well. If not, just Google The Daily Dad and I'm sure it'll pop up. The other book that I've been reading is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor E. Frankl, which is such a heavy read of a Holocaust survivor. And I'm nowhere near through enough of it to, again, take like a deep dive on the book. But it's a book that has come highly recommended from different podcasts that I've listened to. Different folks have all spoken highly of it. And it's a kind of like a perspective giving type of book, help you get through tough times type of book. But wow, definitely a heavy, heavy listen, heavy read. And I just wanted to share this one really poignant note that I jotted down. Just a sentence from a section called Experiences in a Concentration Camp. And he wrote, "An abnormal reaction to an abnormal situation is normal behavior." I don't know why that sticks to me so much, but it does. Like when I first heard it, I'm listening to the audiobook, I like pause, rewound it. I think like 5 or 6 times, wrote it down, and I'm now sharing it with you guys. And it just resonates. I don't know. I haven't reflected on it enough to be able to expound on that, I guess, but it's definitely impactful. Let me just share it one more time. An abnormal reaction to an abnormal situation is normal behavior. And if nothing else, it's a testament to us as human beings, right? Being able to assimilate to anything and everything. And yeah, I've been listening to that. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor E. Frankl. And I will definitely tell you guys much more about that in a future episode of the Spun Today podcast. And last but not least, folks, I want to share a free writing piece of mine, which I will link to in the episode notes, so you guys can check it out if you so choose. I posted it on the website on March 13th, 2024, and it's titled The Expert Myth: Navigating Self-Doubt on the Road to Mastery. Shout out to ChatGPT for helping me come up with that blog post title, which, by the way, is a cool thing, a cool way for like writers and creatives, I think, to use tools like that, like ChatGPT. I gave it my post, like I put my post into it and I told it, I think the prompt I used was, give me 10 different article titles for this blog post that will enhance its clickability and, you know, user interest in reading the rest of the article. And it gave me 10 different article titles, and I like pieced together, I don't remember if I pieced together this one from like a couple of them, or if this one was just one. Actually, I think this one was just one, like the way he gave it to me, that's how it is. The Expert Myth: Navigating Self-Doubt on the Road to Mastery. But yeah, titles of shit I never really put too much mind to, but just from the perspective of, obviously I'm putting this out there, right? I wouldn't mind if people actually read it and got something from it. So from an SEO perspective and trying to give it more visibility, it makes sense to, I guess, put a little bit more thought into it. But yeah, here is the post. This is what I wrote. And let me tell you guys, I wrote this back in 2016. So let's see. There's a part of me that I just broke away from, that didn't want me to write what I'm about to write. Partly because I'm not sure what that is exactly. The funny thing is that without even knowing what that something is that I'm getting ready to write about, I'm psyching myself out before I even begin. You're no expert. You don't know enough about this. You're a fraud. Let me clarify something once and for all, and simultaneously set the tone for anyone that finds themselves in a similar predicament that's perpetuating self-critical defeat. Nobody in the history of everyone has ever been an expert from the outset. What do those that we consider experts have to go through, and where did they begin? Do you think they feel like experts? Or is that an arbitrary ideal that we're all at different levels striving for within our respective fields? You'll never know enough, which may make you feel like a fraud at times, until you take a step back and notice the symbiotic relationship between the three. Now for the next part of it, the rest of it, I drew this weird circular picture of words, which is the, you know, the relationship between the three that are referenced there, which makes sense if you look at it, but probably not if you're just listening to this. So I would recommend going to spuntoday.com/freewriting/the expert myth, or again, just click on the link to this post, this free writing post that I added to the episode notes. And I took a picture of my actual notebook where I wrote this, and that might help it make sense. But essentially, it's like this circle of words that has like two layers to it. The top layer says feeling like a fraud. That's one of the three things. The other thing is you don't know enough. And the last thing is you're no expert. So it starts with the feeling like a fraud, which makes you realize that you don't know enough, which makes you feel like you're no expert, which gives you that feeling of feeling like a fraud. So it's like you're stuck in that perpetual circular self-doubt. But if you just have a perspective shift, you could look at that exact same set of three things, of three feelings, and use them as fuel. For example, feeling like a fraud, that should, instead of making you realize that you don't know enough, feeling like a fraud should motivate you to learn more about said thing, which in turn fuels you to know more, as opposed to you realizing that you don't know enough. That should fuel you to know more, which in turn, instead of making you feel like you're no expert, it'll make you strive to be one, which in turn gives you that feeling of, instead of feeling like a fraud, gives you that feeling of motivating you to learn more. And you get stuck in that more positive circular logic loop, which, if I have to choose, that's where I would rather be, me personally. But I know I've definitely been stuck in the former many a time. And I wrote this post on Sunday, January 4th, 2016 at 12:26 a.m. And I like that. I like that ending. I like that perspective shift advice right there. It's definitely a good reminder for myself and something I would definitely still co-sign today. And that, folks, is the free writing piece that I wanted to share with you guys, titled The Expert Myth, Navigating Self-Doubt on the Road to Mastery. Again, check out the episode notes where I link to the post directly. And that, folks, was episode 256 of the Spun Today podcast. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen. The episode is probably a bit on the shorter side this week, but again, I do what I can, guys. I do what I can. Either way, I hope you guys got some takeaways from it, whether it be just something to take your mind off of stresses in your life, or maybe some creative tips that you can implement on your end. Whatever it is, I appreciate each and every one of you for taking the time to listen. Please stick around for another minute or so you can listen to a few different ways you can help support this podcast if you so choose. Your support means a ton. Definitely motivates me to keep coming back and putting out more content, whether it be podcasts or writing. It's definitely what I love to do, and hope you guys get some appreciation out of it as well. So here are a few ways you can help support the pod, and I'll check you all out next time. Peace. What's up, folks? Tony here. I hope you're enjoying the Spun Today podcast as much as I enjoy producing it for you. Here are a few ways you can help support the show. For my fellow writers and creatives out there, a really cool way you can help support the show is by going to spuntoday.com/support and clicking on the Pro Writing Aid banner. If you're a listener of the show, you know that I use Pro Writing Aid to pre-edit all of my writing before I put it out or before I ship it off to my editor so that it is in as pristine condition as I can probably get it. Pro Writing Aid offers a great toolkit that helps you polish your work with easy-to-use grammar checks and the writing assistant that also looks into things like pacing improvements, typos, punctuations, and much more. Go to spuntoday.com/support, click on the banner for Pro Writing Aid, and check out their free option as well as their different tiers of paid options. spuntoday.com/support. A great way for my fellow writers and creatives out there to help support this show is by going to spuntoday.com/support and clicking on the mock-up shots banner. When I first started writing and putting out content, I wanted to think of creative ways to help market my books. So I would take my own pictures, place the books in different places, take it to the beach with me, put it out in the snow, and I'd wind up with a couple good usable images and a bunch more mediocre ones. And also, in the case of the snow example, a completely soggy book. Then I found mock-up shots. In one click, mock-up shots turns your book cover into thousands of images, videos, graphics, and more. If you follow me on social, it's what I use to promote my books. You can check them out on Instagram at Spun Today to take a look at the professional creative quality of what mock-up shots has to offer. And now for my listeners, you can get unlimited lifetime access to the largest instant book mock-up archive for 50% off. That's right, that's 50% off. And you can use it for any books that you currently have available or any books that you will write in the future. I highly recommend it. It's a great marketing tool. Go to spuntoday.com/support and click on the banner for mock-up shots to claim your 50% off discount. You can also support by checking out my writing. Go to spuntoday.com/freewriting. Here, you'll find a collection of freely written thoughts, which is intended to be a cathartic, meditative practice for myself, but also winds up doubling up as motivation and inspiration for myself and others. You can also go to spuntoday.com/short stories to check out my latest short stories, and also listen to the free audiobook versions of those stories. You can also support my writing by going to spuntoday.com/books and check out what I have available for sale. Currently available is Make Way For You, which is a collection of tips for getting out of your own way. It's a great read for my fellow writers or creatives out there. Also available is Fractal, which is my debut time travel novel. And last but certainly not least, Melted Cold, which is a collection of short stories. Each of the books are available in all digital formats for your Kindle or iBook or any other e-reader, as well as paperback and hardcover options. Again, go to spuntoday.com/books, and I'd love to hear what you chose to check out, as well as your thoughts after reading. spuntoday.com/books. If you're a fellow creative, a cool way that you can help support the Spun Today podcast and actually be part of the podcast is by filling out my 5-question questionnaire located at spuntoday.com/questionnaire. Here you'll find 5 open questions related to your craft, your art, what inspires you to create, what type of unrelated hobbies you're into, and what motivates you to get your work done. You can choose to remain anonymous or plug your website and your work. And once you submit your questionnaire, I read your responses on a future episode of the Spun Today podcast. It's completely free at no cost to you. And what I like to say about it is that if your responses could potentially spark inspiration in someone else, why not share that? spuntoday.com/questionnaire. And as always, folks, substitute the mysticism with hard work and start taking steps in the general direction of your dreams. Thanks for listening. I love you, Aiden.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you, Grayson.
I love you, Daddy.